ever stared up at the night sky, feeling both incredibly small and strangely connected to the vastness. That's the paradox of existence, the mystery that's haunted philosophers and scientists for millennia. What is consciousness? Is it just neurons firing in our brains? Or is there something more, something quantum? In this mind-bending episode, we're diving headfirst into the rabbit hole of quantum consciousness. We'll explore how the bizarre world of quantum physics, where particles exist in multiple states at once, and cats can be both dead and alive, might hold the key to unlocking the secrets of our own minds. We'll challenge the conventional view that consciousness is confined to our brains, and journey into the possibility of a mind that's entangled with the very fabric of the universe. We'll explore how this perspective can transform our understanding of reality, our sense of self, and even our approach to everyday life. So, strap in, open your mind, and prepare to have your reality shaken, stirred, and maybe even entangled. It's time to explore the quantum mind and unveil the secrets of consciousness. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Let's get started. 1. The quantum fabric of consciousness, where science meets the soul. The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan's poetic words echo the profound interconnectedness that quantum physics reveals. At the heart of every atom, beneath the dance of molecules and cells, lies the quantum realm, a world that challenges our everyday perceptions of reality. Here, particles exist in a state of superposition, as both waves and particles, until observed. This observer effect suggests that reality isn't fixed, but rather, it's shaped by the act of observation. The quantum dance of consciousness. Now let's bring this down to Earth. Imagine you're walking through a bustling city. The sights, sounds, and smells bombard your senses, but your consciousness chooses what to focus on. You might notice the vibrant street art, the laughter of children, or the aroma of freshly baked bread, while filtering out the traffic noise and the crowds. Just like a quantum observer collapses the wave function, your consciousness collapses the infinite possibilities of your surroundings into a singular, subjective experience. Stoicism and the quantum observer. The ancient Stoics believed in focusing on what we can control, our perceptions, judgments, and actions, rather than external events beyond our influence. This aligns surprisingly well with the quantum observer effect. We can't control the quantum fluctuations of the universe, but we can control how we observe and interpret them. The entangled universe. Quantum entanglement, another mind-boggling phenomenon, reveals that particles once connected remain linked, influencing each other instantaneously, regardless of distance. This interconnectedness at the quantum level hints at a profound unity in the universe, echoing the Stoic concept of the Logos, the underlying rational order and interconnectedness of all things. Just as entangled particles share a mysterious bond, we too are entangled with the world around us. Our thoughts, emotions, and actions ripple through the fabric of reality, influencing and being influenced by the collective consciousness. The Stoics recognize this interconnectedness, urging us to live in harmony with nature and to cultivate a sense of cosmopolitanism, a recognition that we are all citizens of the world, bound together by a shared humanity. The quantum you. So what does all this mean for you? It means that you're not just a passive observer in this grand cosmic play. You're an active participant, a co-creator of your reality. Your consciousness isn't just a byproduct of your brain. It's a fundamental aspect of the universe, intertwined with the quantum fabric that underlies all of existence. Embrace the mystery. The intersection of quantum physics and consciousness is a frontier ripe for exploration. It challenges us to question our assumptions, to expand our awareness, and to embrace the mystery that lies at the heart of existence. It invites us to live more mindfully, to cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves and the world around us, and to recognize the profound impact of our thoughts, intentions, and actions. In the next lesson, we'll delve into the concept of the mind beyond the brain, exploring how consciousness might extend beyond the physical confines of our skulls and into the vastness of the quantum realm. We'll challenge traditional notions of the mind and explore the implications of this expanded perspective for our understanding of reality, identity, and the interconnectedness of all things. Remember, the journey of self-discovery is a lifelong adventure. Let's continue exploring the depths of your being and the mysteries of the cosmos, one quantum leap at a time. Lesson 2. The Mind Unchained, Venturing Beyond the Brain's Boundaries. The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven. John Milton. The poet's words resonate deeply with the concept of the mind extending beyond the physical brain. If our consciousness is not solely confined to the gray matter between our ears, where does it reside? What are its boundaries, its capabilities, its true nature? The notion of a mind unchained, venturing beyond the confines of the brain, opens up a world of possibilities, inviting us to explore the vast and mysterious landscape of consciousness. The Cartesian Dualism Dilemma. For centuries, Western philosophy has been dominated by Cartesian dualism, the idea that the mind and body are separate entities. The mind, according to Descartes, is a non-physical substance that interacts with the physical body through the pineal gland. However, this view has been challenged by modern neuroscience and quantum physics, which suggest a more holistic and interconnected understanding of mind and matter. The quantum mind. Quantum physics offers a tantalizing glimpse into the possibility of a mind that extends beyond the brain. The observer effect, non-locality, and entanglement all point to a reality where consciousness plays an active role in shaping the physical world. If consciousness can influence matter at the quantum level, could it not also exist beyond the confines of the brain, interacting with the vast quantum field that underlies all of reality? Think of it like this. Your brain is like a radio receiver, tuning into specific frequencies of consciousness from the vast spectrum of the quantum field. The signals you receive shape your thoughts, emotions, and perceptions, but the source of those signals extends far beyond the physical confines of your brain. The Stoic Perspective. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason, virtue, and living in accordance with nature, offer a valuable perspective on the mind beyond the brain. They believed that the universe is permeated by a divine logos, a rational principle that governs all things. The human mind, they argued, is a spark of this divine logos, capable of accessing universal wisdom and living in harmony with the natural order. The Cosmic Consciousness. This Stoic perspective resonates with the idea of a cosmic consciousness, a universal field of awareness that connects all beings and all things. It suggests that our individual minds are not isolated entities, but rather expressions of a larger, interconnected consciousness. This view challenges the traditional boundaries of self and other, inviting us to recognize our inherent oneness with the universe. Think of it like this. You're a wave in the ocean, rising and falling, merging and separating, but always connected to the vastness of the sea. Your individual consciousness is like that wave, a unique expression of the universal consciousness that flows through all of existence. The implications. The concept of the mind beyond the brain has profound implications for our understanding of reality, identity, and the human experience. It suggests that phenomena such as intuition, precognition, and telepathy might not be paranormal anomalies, but rather natural expressions of our interconnected consciousness. It opens up the possibility of accessing deeper levels of wisdom, creativity, and healing by tapping into the vast reservoir of the quantum field. So I invite you to explore the boundaries of your mind. Meditate, contemplate, and connect with the stillness within. Pay attention to your intuition, your dreams, and those moments of synchronicity that defy rational explanation. Embrace the mystery and wonder of consciousness and discover the boundless potential that lies beyond the confines of your brain. The universe within awaits your exploration. In the next lesson, we'll delve into the practical applications of quantum consciousness, exploring how these principles can be integrated into our daily lives to enhance well-being, creativity, and personal growth. We'll discuss techniques for cultivating mindfulness, harnessing the power of intention, and manifesting our dreams into reality. Remember, the journey of self-discovery is an ongoing adventure. Let's continue exploring the depths of your being and the mysteries of the cosmos, one quantum leap at a time. Lesson 3, The Quantum Key, Unlocking the Secrets of Consciousness. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing, Socrates. The father of Western philosophy, Socrates, with his relentless questioning, reminds us that the pursuit of knowledge is an endless journey. And when it comes to the enigma of consciousness, we're still scratching the surface. But the quantum realm, with its mind-bending paradoxes and counterintuitive phenomena, offers a tantalizing key to unlock some of the deepest secrets of our existence. Beyond the material. Traditional science, rooted in materialism, has often struggled to explain consciousness. It's been seen as an emergent property of complex brain activity, a byproduct of neurons firing and synapses connecting. But what if consciousness is more than just a biological phenomenon? What if it's a fundamental aspect of the universe, intertwined with the very fabric of reality? Think of it like this. You're watching a movie on a screen. The images, the sounds, the story, they all seem so real, so immersive. But you know that it's all just an illusion, a projection of light and shadow. Similarly, the physical world we perceive might be just one manifestation of a deeper reality, a projection of consciousness onto the quantum canvas of the universe. The orchestrated reduction, ORC-OR theory. One of the most intriguing theories that bridges the gap between quantum physics and consciousness is orchestrated objective reduction, ORC-OR, proposed by physicist Sir Roger Penrose and anesthesiologist Stuart Hameroff. It suggests that consciousness arises from quantum computations occurring within microtubules, tiny structures inside brain cells. These quantum computations, they argue, allow for a level of complexity and interconnectedness that transcends classical brain activity, giving rise to the subjective experience of consciousness. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a symphony orchestra, with neurons firing like individual instruments. But the true magic happens when the conductor, consciousness, steps in and orchestrates the symphony, creating a harmonious and unified experience. Ork Oar suggests that this conductor is not just a metaphor, but a real quantum phenomenon. The power of intention. Quantum physics also suggests that our intentions and observations can influence the physical world. The double slit experiment, where the act of observation changes the behavior of particles, hints at the power of consciousness to shape reality. This has profound implications for our understanding of free will, responsibility, and the creative potential of the human mind. Think of it like this. You're an artist painting a picture. You start with a blank canvas and a vision in your mind. With each brushstroke, you're collapsing the wave function of possibilities into a concrete reality. Your intention, your focus, and your creative energy are shaping the artwork, bringing it to life. The Stoic Connection. The Stoics, with their emphasis on inner virtue and the pursuit of wisdom, offer a philosophical framework that complements the quantum perspective on consciousness. They believe that true happiness and fulfillment come from aligning your actions with the rational order of the universe, the Logos. This resonates with the idea that consciousness is not just a passive observer, but an active participant in the unfolding of reality. So I invite you to unlock the quantum secrets of consciousness, explore the mysteries of the mind, challenge your assumptions, and embrace the interconnectedness of all things. Cultivate mindfulness, harness the power of intention, and create a life that reflects your deepest values and aspirations. Remember, the universe within is vast and full of wonder. It's time to embark on a journey of self-discovery and unlock your true potential. In the next lesson, we'll explore the practical applications of quantum consciousness, delving into how these principles can enhance your well-being, creativity, and personal growth. We'll discuss techniques for cultivating mindfulness, harnessing the power of intention, and manifesting your dreams into reality. The quantum journey continues. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 4: The Quantum Zen, Mindfulness and Well-being in the Age of Atoms. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Marcus Aurelius. The Stoic Emperor's words resonate deeply with the essence of quantum mindfulness. In a world that bombards us with distractions and anxieties, finding inner peace and well-being can feel like an uphill battle. But what if the key to unlocking a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life lies not in external circumstances, but in the way we perceive and interact with the world around us? Quantum mindfulness offers a fresh perspective, drawing inspiration from the principles of quantum physics to cultivate a state of presence, acceptance, and interconnectedness. The Observer's Paradox. In the quantum realm, the act of observation influences the observed. Similarly, in the realm of consciousness, our perceptions and beliefs shape our reality. Quantum mindfulness invites us to become conscious observers of our thoughts, emotions, and experiences, recognizing that we have the power to choose our focus and create our own reality. Think of it like this. You're walking through a forest and you come across a fallen tree. You could see it as an obstacle, a nuisance blocking your path. Or you could see it as an opportunity, a chance to rest, to appreciate the intricate patterns of the bark, or to simply be present in the moment. The same event can have vastly different meanings depending on how you choose to observe it. The quantum of solace. In a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable, quantum mindfulness offers a quantum of solace. It's about finding stillness amidst the storm, anchoring yourself in the present moment, and cultivating a sense of inner peace that transcends external circumstances. Think of it like this. You're on a crowded subway train, surrounded by noise, movement, and the frenetic energy of rush hour. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. You notice the sounds around you, the gentle swaying of the train, the warmth of the sun on your skin. You're not trying to escape the chaos. You're finding a quiet center within it. The entanglement of well-being. Quantum physics reveals that particles once connected remain entangled, influencing each other instantaneously, regardless of distance. Similarly, quantum mindfulness recognizes the interconnectedness of all beings and the ripple effect of our thoughts, emotions, and actions. It's about cultivating a sense of compassion, empathy, and responsibility, recognizing that our well-being is intertwined with the well-being of others and the planet. Think of it like this. You're holding a pebble in your hand, feeling its smoothness, its weight, its unique texture. You toss it into a still pond, watching the ripples spread outward, creating a beautiful pattern on the surface of the water. Your actions, no matter how small, have a ripple effect on the world around you. Quantum mindfulness is about recognizing that interconnectedness and acting in ways that promote harmony and well-being for all. The Stoic connection. The Stoics, with their emphasis on inner virtue and acceptance of what we cannot control, offer a philosophical framework that complements quantum mindfulness. They believed that true happiness lies not in external circumstances, but in our internal state of mind. By cultivating wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we can navigate life's challenges with equanimity and find peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. You're a captain navigating a ship through a stormy sea. The waves crash against the hull, the wind howls through the rigging, and the ship is tossed about like a toy. But you remain calm, focused on your compass and your charts, trusting in your skills and the resilience of your vessel. The Stoics believed that we can navigate life's storms in the same way, by cultivating inner strength and accepting what we cannot control. So, I invite you to embrace quantum mindfulness as a path to well-being. Cultivate present moment awareness. Observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and recognize the interconnectedness of all things. By aligning your consciousness with the principles of quantum physics, you can tap into a deeper sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment. Remember, the universe within is vast and full of wonder. It's time to explore its depths and discover the well-being that awaits. Lesson 5. The Inner Cosmos, the Universe Within, Exploring Inner Space. The Kingdom of God is within you, Jesus Christ. The spiritual teacher's words echo across millennia, reminding us that the greatest mysteries and treasures are not to be found in distant galaxies or ancient texts, but within the depths of our own being. The exploration of inner space, the vast and uncharted territory of our consciousness, is a journey as profound and awe-inspiring as any voyage into the cosmos. The quantum perspective, with its emphasis on interconnectedness, potentiality, and the observer's role, offers a powerful lens through which to embark on this inner exploration, revealing the hidden depths and boundless possibilities that lie within. The microcosm and macrocosm. The ancient Hermetic principle of as above, so below, as within, so without, captures the essence of this lesson. It suggests a profound mirroring between the vast universe outside us and the intricate world within. The patterns, structures, and laws that govern the cosmos are also reflected in the microcosm of our own being. The quantum realm, with its strange and counterintuitive phenomena, offers a glimpse into this interconnectedness, suggesting that the same principles that shape the universe also shape our consciousness. Think of it like this. You're gazing up at the night sky, marveling at the countless stars, galaxies, and nebulae that adorn the cosmic canvas. You feel a sense of awe and wonder, a recognition of your own smallness in the face of such vastness. But then you remember the words of the ancient mystics. The universe is not just out there, it's also within you. You close your eyes, turn your attention inward, and discover a universe of thoughts, emotions, memories, and dreams, just as vast and mysterious as the cosmos above. The quantum observer, within. The observer effect, a cornerstone of quantum physics, suggests that the act of observation influences the observed phenomenon. This principle extends to the realm of consciousness, where our perceptions, beliefs, and intentions shape our experience of reality. By cultivating mindfulness and self-awareness, we become conscious observers of our inner world, actively participating in the creation of our own reality. Think of it like this. You're watching a movie on a screen. You can get caught up in the drama, identifying with the characters and their struggles. Or you can step back, observe the movie as a detached witness, appreciating the artistry and the underlying message without getting emotionally entangled. The same goes for your inner world. By cultivating mindfulness, you can observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment or reactivity, gaining a deeper understanding of your own patterns and tendencies. The power of intention. Quantum physics also suggests that our intentions can influence the physical world. The double-slit experiment, where the act of observation changes the behavior of particles, hints at the power of consciousness to shape reality. This has profound implications for our inner exploration, suggesting that our thoughts, beliefs, and intentions can create ripples in the fabric of our being, influencing our health, our relationships, and our overall well-being. Think of it like this. You're planting a garden. You carefully choose the seeds, prepare the soil, and nurture the plants with love and attention. You visualize the vibrant colors and fragrant blooms that will emerge in the spring. Your intention, your focus, and your care are shaping the growth of the garden, bringing your vision to life. The Stoic Sanctuary. The Stoics, with their emphasis on inner virtue and self-mastery, offer a valuable perspective on exploring inner space. They believed that true happiness and fulfillment come from cultivating wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, regardless of external circumstances. This aligns with the quantum perspective, which emphasizes the power of the observer to shape their own reality. Think of it like this. You're a captain navigating a ship through a stormy sea. The waves crash against the hull, the wind howls through the rigging, and the ship is tossed about like a toy. But you remain calm, focused on your compass and your charts, trusting in your skills and the resilience of your vessel. The Stoics believed that we can navigate life's storms in the same way, by cultivating inner strength and focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. So, I invite you to embark on a journey of inner exploration. Meditate, contemplate, and connect with the stillness within. Observe your thoughts and feelings with curiosity and acceptance. Set intentions that align with your deepest values and aspirations. Embrace the mystery and wonder of your inner cosmos and discover the boundless potential that lies within. The universe within awaits your exploration. Lesson 6. The Moral Compass in a Quantum World. Quantum Ethics and the Future of Humanity. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. The ancient Greek philosopher's words resonate deeply in the context of quantum ethics. As we delve into the profound implications of quantum consciousness, we're not just exploring the mysteries of the universe, we're also re-evaluating our moral compass in light of this new understanding. The interconnectedness, potentiality, and observer effect inherent in quantum physics challenge us to rethink our responsibilities towards one another, the planet, and the future of humanity. The butterfly effect. In the quantum realm, even the smallest actions can have far-reaching consequences. The butterfly effect, a concept from chaos theory, suggests that the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil can set off a tornado in Texas. Similarly, quantum ethics recognizes that our thoughts, intentions, and actions, no matter how seemingly insignificant, can create ripples in the fabric of reality, influencing the world around us in ways we may not fully comprehend. Think of it like this. You're walking down the street and you see someone drop their wallet. You could ignore it, assuming someone else will pick it up. Or you could take a moment to pick it up and return it to its rightful owner. That simple act of kindness might seem trivial, but it could have a profound impact on that person's life, restoring their faith in humanity and sparking a chain reaction of positive actions. The observer's responsibility. The observer effect in quantum mechanics, where the act of observation influences the observed phenomenon, highlights the power of our awareness and intention. It suggests that we're not just passive observers in the universe, but active participants, co-creating reality through our choices and actions. This realization carries with it a profound sense of responsibility, urging us to act with mindfulness, compassion, and a deep respect for the interconnectedness of all things. Think of it like this. You're a scientist conducting an experiment. You know that your observations can affect the outcome, so you proceed with caution and intentionality. Similarly, quantum ethics invites us to approach life as a conscious experiment, recognizing that our thoughts, words, and deeds have the power to shape the world around us. The Stoic Symphony. The Stoics, with their emphasis on living in accordance with nature and fulfilling our roles as global citizens, offer a philosophical framework that resonates with quantum ethics. They believed that true happiness and fulfillment come from cultivating virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues, they argued, are not just individual pursuits, but essential for the well-being of the whole community and the planet. Think of it like this. You're a musician in an orchestra. Your individual instrument might seem insignificant in the grand scheme of things, but its contribution is essential to the overall harmony of the symphony. Similarly, quantum ethics reminds us that each of us plays a vital role in the symphony of life. Our actions, no matter how small, contribute to the collective melody, creating a harmonious or dissonant world depending on our choices. The quantum leap. Quantum ethics invites us to take a quantum leap in our moral consciousness, transcending the limitations of self-interest and embracing a more expansive and interconnected view of the world. It calls us to act with compassion, to consider the long-term consequences of our actions, and to contribute to the well-being of all beings and the planet. Think of it like this. You're standing on the shore, gazing out at the vast ocean. You see a plastic bottle floating in the water, and you could easily ignore it. But you remember the interconnectedness of all things, how that plastic bottle could harm marine life, pollute the water, and disrupt the delicate balance of the ecosystem. You pick up the bottle, knowing that your small action is a contribution to a healthier planet. So, I invite you to embrace quantum ethics as a guiding principle in your life. Let the interconnectedness of the quantum world inspire you to act with compassion, responsibility, and a deep respect for all of existence. Remember, the future of humanity is not predetermined. It's a quantum field of possibilities shaped by our collective consciousness. By choosing to act with mindfulness and intention, we can co-create a world that reflects our highest values and aspirations. The quantum leap towards a more harmonious and enlightened future begins with each of us. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "Keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 7. The Quantum Lifestyle. Integrating quantum consciousness into everyday life. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Marcus Aurelius. The Stoic Emperor's words cut through the philosophical fluff and get straight to the point. It's not enough to just understand quantum consciousness. We need to live it. We need to embody its principles in our daily lives, transforming our thoughts, actions, and interactions with the world around us. This isn't about becoming a quantum physicist or meditating for hours on end. It's about making small, intentional shifts that align us with the interconnectedness, potentiality, and mindfulness inherent in the quantum realm. Marta Tobberfer. In a world that's constantly vying for our attention, mindfulness becomes our superpower. It's about being present in the moment, fully engaged with whatever we're doing, whether it's washing dishes, talking to a friend, or simply breathing. It's about noticing the subtle details, the sensations, the emotions, without judgment or distraction. Think of it like this. You're sipping a cup of coffee. Instead of scrolling through your phone or worrying about your to-do list, you focus on the warmth of the mug in your hand, the aroma of the coffee, the taste on your tongue. You're fully present in the experience, savoring each sip and appreciating the simple pleasure of the moment. The Intentional Creator. Quantum physics suggests that our intentions can influence reality. So let's get intentional. It's about setting clear goals, visualizing our desired outcomes, and focusing our energy on what we want to create in our lives. It's about recognizing that we're not just passive recipients of fate, but active co-creators of our own reality. Think of it like this. You're planting a garden. You don't just scatter seeds randomly and hope for the best. You choose the seeds carefully, prepare the soil, and nurture the plants with intention and care. You visualize the vibrant blooms and delicious fruits that will emerge. Similarly, by setting clear intentions and taking aligned action, you can cultivate the garden of your dreams. The Grateful Heart. Gratitude is the fertilizer that nourishes the seeds of abundance. It's about appreciating the good things in your life, big and small, and recognizing the interconnectedness of all things. It's about shifting your focus from lack to abundance, from complaint to appreciation. Think of it like this. You're walking through a park on a sunny day. You could focus on the litter on the ground or the traffic noise in the distance. Or you could appreciate the warmth of the sun on your face, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves, and the laughter of children playing nearby. Gratitude is like a pair of rose-colored glasses, helping you see the beauty and blessings that surround you. The compassionate connection. Quantum entanglement suggests that we're all connected, part of a vast web of consciousness. This interconnectedness calls us to cultivate compassion and empathy, to recognize the shared humanity in all beings, and to act in ways that benefit the whole. Think of it like this. You're standing in a long line at the grocery store, and the person in front of you is struggling to find their wallet. You could get impatient and frustrated, or you could offer a kind word or a helping hand. Compassion is like a ripple in the pond, spreading outward and creating a more harmonious and interconnected world. The Stoic Equilibrium. The Stoics, with their emphasis on virtue, reason, and acceptance, offer a practical framework for integrating quantum consciousness into everyday life. They believed that true happiness lies not in external circumstances, but in our internal state of mind. By cultivating wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, we can navigate life's challenges with equanimity and find peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. You're stuck in traffic and you're late for an important meeting. You could get angry, stressed, and frustrated, or you could accept the situation, take a few deep breaths, and focus on what you can control, your attitude and your response. The Stoics remind us that we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. The Quantum Leap. Integrating quantum consciousness into everyday life is not about becoming a guru or a mystic. It's about making small, intentional shifts that align you with the flow of the universe. It's about cultivating mindfulness, setting intentions, practicing gratitude, and embracing compassion. It's about recognizing your interconnectedness with all beings and acting in ways that benefit the whole. So, I invite you to embark on this quantum journey. Embrace the principles of interconnectedness, potentiality, and mindfulness. Let go of the illusion of separation and tap into the infinite wisdom and creativity that reside within you. Remember, you're not just a random collection of atoms. You're a conscious being, a co-creator of your reality, and a vital part of the cosmic dance. The universe within awaits your exploration. As we draw this exploration to a close, let's remember that the journey into the quantum mind is far from over. It's a dance that continues, inviting us to step onto the floor with curiosity, courage, and an open heart. We've journeyed through the mind-bending world of quantum physics, where particles shimmer in superposition and reality itself seems to bend to the observer's will. We've challenged the boundaries of the brain, venturing into the vastness of inner space, where consciousness intertwines with the very fabric of the cosmos. We've contemplated the ethical implications of this quantum perspective, recognizing our interconnectedness and our responsibility to co-create a more harmonious and enlightened world, and we've explored practical ways to integrate quantum consciousness into our daily lives, cultivating mindfulness, harnessing the power of intention, and embracing the transformative potential of the present moment. The Stoics, with their emphasis on wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, remind us that the true measure of a life well lived lies not in external achievements, but in the cultivation of inner virtue and the pursuit of a meaningful existence. The quantum perspective, with its emphasis on interconnectedness and potentiality, echoes this ancient wisdom, inviting us to embrace our role as conscious co-creators of reality. As you step back into the world, carry with you the echoes of this quantum journey. Let the principles of interconnectedness, potentiality, and mindfulness guide your thoughts, actions, and interactions with the world around you. Embrace the mystery and wonder of the quantum mind, and remember that the true power lies not in controlling the universe, but in aligning yourself with its flow. The dance continues, and the possibilities are endless.